First, the video app TikTok has become one of the most popular social media platforms for younger people during the last year, with an estimated 100 million users in the United States. But government officials have been wary of how the Chinese-owned company is handling the private data of American users. And last week, President Trump threatened to ban the app in the U.S. altogether. That was before Microsoft stepped in and expressed its interest in buying TikTok. The president now says the company has until September 15th to arrange a sale, and he says the U.S. Treasury should get a cut of that deal. Echo Wang is a reporter covering mergers and acquisitions for Reuters. Echo, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, there's a pretty big generation gap, I think, on TikTok. For people who aren't familiar with it, it isn't part of their scene. Can you briefly explain what TikTok is as a social media platform?
Sure. TikTok is a short-form video sharing platform. It basically allows you to upload 15-second videos and to share with the rest of the world. I think what is really interesting with TikTok is that it's everybody is saying that it's very addictive because the platform recommends to you what they think that you're interested in.
And now we've got these security concerns, and it emerged, I think, last year already. Some Democrats and Republicans worried about the company that owns TikTok and its connection with the Chinese government. Can you talk about the origins of the security concerns about TikTok?
Yes, sure. I think it all started from last year in October, November. There was a interagency government panel. It's called CFIUS, Committee on Foreign Investment and United States. This committee started asking questions about TikTok because they have security concerns of the data that the company handles. So that's all everything started from last year.
And we know social media companies use our data for business reasons, for economic reasons all the time. The concern here, though, is that the Chinese government might be accessing that. Is that the problem?
Yeah, I think the security, it's accurate to say that the security concern here is more about ownership, the Chinese ownership, because TikTok is owned by Chinese companies. It's called ByteDance. Although the company has said many times that it has never really shared any data, personal user data with the Chinese government, but there's this potential risk that they may share this data with Chinese government because it is a Chinese company.
That takes us up to last week. President Trump threatened to ban TikTok here in the United States. What do we know about his threat there and his willingness to back that up?
Because CFIUS, the interagency government panel, started looking into TikTok, and they brought authority to look into companies because it was there was a transaction happened in 2017 that gave CFIUS the authority to look into the company. And the president, of course, he has an authority to look into the deal as well. And President Trump last week threatened that he would probably ban the app if the security risks that are inherent in the app cannot be mitigated after a certain period of time. Now we know that the company now has 45 days to reach an agreement with the committee before the president would make a decision.
And this committee you've mentioned, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, they're not a household name exactly. Do they often step out there and shut down foreign companies operating in the United States?
Actually, that's a great question. Actually, CFIUS has been here, has been around for a few years. It was first set up in 1975, and the committee has a really broad authority over foreign investment into the United States. So basically, the story about TikTok is because TikTok it was in 2016, there was a, sorry, 2017, there was a Chinese company called Musical.ly. It's a lip syncing app. And this app, this company was acquired by another Chinese company, ByteDance. So this transaction happened. That's why CFIUS, this committee, has the authority to look into the transaction. That's how this whole TikTok story has really come about.
We're talking about President Trump's threat to shut down TikTok, the social media platform here in the United States, and a possible sale of TikTok to Microsoft. What do we know about this possible deal? A Microsoft, not known for being a hip, cool social media company, maybe buying TikTok.
Yes. So we know that Microsoft is in talks with TikTok. Potentially, they would want to acquire TikTok by end of, well, they would want to strike a deal by end of September 15. Well, although you're right on that, Microsoft is not especially known in the entertainment or social media space, but Microsoft is a big tech company. So they have a lot of engineering support that is necessary to, if they were to take over TikTok, so that they can actually, for example, they can very quickly have their engineers run code audits, run security check into the codes that TikTok might bring over if there is going to be a transaction. This is also, that actually gives Microsoft a lot of leeway in terms of antitrust risks. For example, Microsoft is not really known, as you said, in the entertainment and social media space. They're not very huge in that space. So that actually makes a lot of sense for them to acquire TikTok. Although I just wanted to make sure, clarify, this is not a done deal yet.
Right.
It's still under negotiation. Yes.
And President Trump said, if this happens, if this company ByteDance sells TikTok to Microsoft in this case, the president says the U.S. government should get a cut of the deal. Here's a listen to the president talking about that on Monday.
If you buy it, whatever the price is, that goes to whoever owns it, because I guess it's China, essentially, but more than anything else. I said a very substantial portion of that price is going to have to come into the Treasury of the United States, because we're making it possible for this deal to happen. Right now, they don't have any rights unless we give it to them.
That brings up the question, is it legal, I guess, to demand a company, to threaten to shut down a company and then to demand a cut of the take if it has to be sold? That seems unusual, that, or at least from what I've seen in the past, Echo.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. It is very unusual. Actually, for a matter of fact, the CPS, the committee, has never before sought a cut from the proceeds of a divestiture it has ordered. So we actually spoke to a lot of legal experts on that. And the answer to your question is that the White House actually could argue that imposing a fee on ByteDance could deprive it of resources that would otherwise support Chinese government on technology initiatives that would potentially harm the United States' interests. But however, because CFIUS is a committee that its long concern is to maintain a reputation for acting apolitically, and solely just on the grounds of national security. So a lot of legal experts are telling us that this is a major departure from the historical experience of the committee. And also potentially it could face, for example, challenges under the Fifth Amendment, for example.
I wanted to ask about that, the idea of September 15th coming around without a deal. On a practical level and then on a legal level, what does it take to shut down a really popular communication platform?
That's a great question. So the 45 days is really a time that CFIUS, the committee, has given to TikTok, to Microsoft, to come up with an agreement with committee. What the companies would want to do is that by end of September 15, they would come up with a agreement with CFIUS that is good enough to mitigate the risks. For example, how they handle the data, how they handle the codes, and how they can make sure the government is comfortable that there's no ongoing service contract between Microsoft or whoever the buyer is and the Chinese owner, which is ByteDance on that front. And also, if there is no agreement that can be reached by end of September 15, according to the president, he's going to shut down the app, which is completely different story. Because CFIUS in this matter is actually only a tool of that the government can use to look into the deal, because there are other tools that the president can also use. For example, he can use AIPA, which is like a way more dramatic matter, a dramatic tool that he can adopt against TikTok. In that matter, he can say, okay, we would shut down TikTok, then all users in America cannot use it anymore. But what we are talking about is actually from CFIUS is whether there is going to be a sale to Microsoft or not.
And what are you watching for next, Echo, as we wrap up?
I think this is like a very interesting time for reporters like me, because I've been following the dynamics that's going on in the finance space between China and the U.S. Apart from TikTok, what I covered in the past year is a gay dating app. It's called Grindr. I'm sure you've heard of it. It had a similar situation that Grindr was actually acquired by a Chinese company a few years ago, and CFIUS reopened the transaction and finally ordered a divestment of the company. So now CFIUS is owned by an American company. These are the sort of the transactions I'm following. I think CFIUS, because it has broad authority over such transaction, and it can go back to transactions that are already closed in past years. So those are the things that I'd be on the lookout for.
Echo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Echo Wang is a reporter covering mergers and acquisitions for Reuters. She talked to us today about Microsoft's interest in buying the popular short video app TikTok. President Trump has said if a deal isn't in place by September 15th, he wants to ban the platform in the U.S. over security concerns.